There's a man going around taking names. And he decides.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back to the impeachment. The conviction phase trial of the impeachment process. It goes back on today. Each side has 16 hours. 16 hours of argument. You're going to see some of the other impeachment managers talk. You're going to see the Trump lawyers talk. There may or may not be a request for witnesses. To me, the best witnesses are the tape and the senators sitting in their seats who know very well what went on in that tape because they were there, most of them. They were there, all of them. They were there somewhere in the Capitol. Now, Joe Biden is not watching this conviction phase trial. He said that publicly. He said, look, I'm working on the coronavirus bill, trying to get that through the Congress. And I'm working on everything else that's essential to our country. And I have better things to do than sit there and watch this thing. But you know who is watching it is Donald Trump. Donald Trump watches TV. That's what he does. And the word is, he's watching it down in Mar-a-Lago. The word is that he is fuming at the incompetence of his lawyers, at the absolute incompetence of their presentation. Now, fortunately for him, it's a public vote. As I said, if it was a private vote, it would be 80-20 or 90-10 against him. But because it's a public vote, and because most of those Republicans are deathly afraid of the Trump voters in the primaries, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what his lawyers say. One of them just flat out recited a long poem about a sailor. It's really what he did. I've been involved in trials where the other side had such a bad case and there were such bad lawyers that they just read from Shakespeare. They read from Othello. And they'd read, and you know, it's great poetry, obviously. But it had nothing to do with the trial. They filled up time. Now, I looked at not all of the presentation by Castor. That's one of the lawyers, and Schoen, the other lawyer, David Schoen. And I'll tell you something. Castor's performance was criticized as being meandering and not on point, and that's a charitable way to put it. I've seldom seen, a worse performance by a lawyer in a disputed adversarial circumstance like that, like the conviction phase of an impeachment process. This guy got up there. I don't think he was prepared even. Probably not, because he got added very late in the game. And I don't know if he was wowed by the stage and by the attention and publicity, but what he said essentially convicted Trump. He got up there and basically said, look, the U.S. attorney can take care of people like this. Yeah, I agree. The U.S. attorney, I mean, he's talking about his own client. Trump doesn't admit that he lost the election. Castor is saying, well, you know, we have a new president and this guy is the former president, and basically overturned everything Trump's been saying. And he said, Trump didn't do anything wrong. The people, the criminals are the people who broke in. They should be prosecuted. They're criminals. These are the people that Trump said he loved them. It was time to go home, but, you know, keep the faith, essentially. He didn't use those terms, but basically it's time to go home, but we love you. You're very special to us. And it was a landslide election for me that was fraudulently taken away, and we are going to keep up the fight. Now, that's what he said. Castor said they're criminals. Trump somehow gets away with this. Even you may recall that he put out a video earlier on, right after January 6th, that his advisors advised him to do because they were afraid of criminal responsibility for what he'd done, that he'd be charged himself. And he basically said, look, I didn't tell them to do that, and the people who did it should be punished and all that. And then afterwards, he said, of all the videos I put out, that's the only one I regret. He took it right back. He said, when I said I love them and they're special people, they should disperse, though, for now, That was okay. But when I stabbed them the way I had, I was being advised to do that. I regret doing it. Now, somehow Trump gets away with all this. Somehow Trump is able to stab his own people, betray his own people. His people go to prison. He can say that I ginned them up to go up there, told them if you're weak, you never keep your country. You're not going to win by weakness. Take back your country. Go to the Capitol. I'll go with you. He lied. He didn't go with him. They had a party that Guilfoyle, the gal that's dating Donald Trump Jr., is dancing. They exult at the violence. And then not only does Trump say that they were criminals, but now his lawyer says they were criminals and should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. You know, that is, you would think that these people would look at it and say, we have been stabbed by our own guy. We've been stabbed by our own guy. But they don't say that. They do not say that. They're more loyal to him than ever, even though 12 of them and a couple of hundred have been rounded up and well over 100 have been charged already. But 12 of them, their defense is Donald Trump urged us to do it. He's the president. We believe that he has control of all federal property because he's the commander in chief. He's the head guy. And he said, go to the Capitol. It's not trespass. We went up to the Capitol. And then they'll say things like, you can't prove what I did when you were there. We're not on video. Or if we are on video, I was just defending myself or blah, 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 blah. None of this has interfered apparently with Trump's popularity among a lot of the Republican base. None of it. None of it. And the reason he's mad at Caster is Caster gave a completely inept performance. It was it made me cringe. I mean, look, I think Trump should be convicted and removed, and he should be prohibited from running again. But, you know, just as a lawyer, I like to see good artmanship of the law. In other words, you know, if you are a quarterback and you're watching film of another team in a game against someone else, you may not be rooting for him, but you like to see the quarterback know what he's doing, just aesthetically know what he's doing. That did not happen here for me. Now, David Schoen was better, slightly better, kind of matter of fact, just went on rambling, but at least he had some kind of a coherent approach to it. But these two people were routinely criticized by all of the Republican senators who consented to be interviewed. Not a single one of them said they did a good job. And Cassidy thought they did such a bad job, he voted with the Democrats this time to permit the conviction phase to go forward. Now, I personally think, and I told you this before, that I think Cassidy just was moved by the video and he realized, I've got to do something. I've got to take a stand. And what I'll do is I'll vote to let it continue, and then I'll gauge the political sentiment and blah, blah, blah. But the truth is that the rest of them knew that these lawyers did a terrible job, even Cornyn of Texas. So my God, these guys are bad. But here's the sad little fact, the sad little fact. It didn't matter what happened. They could have walked up there, tripped and hit their head on the desk and lain unconscious, both of them. And the Republican senators would have clapped and said, we're not going to impeach Trump. I mean, that really, it meant nothing to these Republican senators because they're afraid of the Trump mob. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks, Quinn. What's on your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Somewhere along the line, somebody's going to have to have or do a deep dive into what went on here. I know on the political side, the senators in this country, and you know who they are, Cruz, Johnson, Hawley, they care more about their Senate seat than they actually do about this great country we live in, because you were within minutes from people, really political people, being hurt. I watched the video last night and it's right there to see, but for whatever reason, it's not going to change mostly senators' minds. I don't quite grasp that. I guess, like I said, it means more to be a senator than to look out for what's right the right thing to do in this country. So I hope, I know some of this is probably the media, you know who they are, right? Radio and Fox for propping Trump up. But there's more going on here. I mean, you have all the corporate money also. So I don't know, Matt. It's, if you sit there and watch it, you just start to think to yourself, wow, we were close to ending up with a forever Trump land here. Pardon
me. Yeah, that's true. And well, and not only that, Pence was very close to being murdered, and so was Pelosi within minutes. Within minutes, they were evacuated. If they hadn't been evacuated, they both would have been murdered. And you're absolutely right. These people, these senators do not care. They have the finger in the wind. And one of the problems is we have one of them in this state. We have Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson voted in this case to dismiss this as being unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. That's what he did. He voted to dismiss it for being unconstitutional. And he's the one who has been very prominent with these people saying, oh, well, it was fraud. I'm tired of that. We're going to the lines. We have a wireless caller. Who's on the line, Luke?
Yeah, we got Mike from Madison calling in.
Mike, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mike? We have a little time before we go to a break. And you win the T-shirt. Luke, Mike wins the T-shirt. Stay on the line afterwards, Mike, and give Luke an address to send it to. What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, thank you for the T-shirt. Thank you for taking my call. I, you know, never called in before, so I'm going to take Wisco Paul's lead on that one, and thank you for having me. What struck me most in the watching the video from the impeachment hearing was one, how ill-prepared the and unsupported the police officers seemed, but then also, two, if there's, you know, if there's this many angry people, I assume they're going to continue going on being angry people. So where do we go from here to find some sort of peace in the country? That's what I think we should focus on.
Yeah, that's an excellent an excellent insight, and it's a profound insight, because if Donald Trump passed away tomorrow, this isn't going away. Donald Trump didn't create this without a base. Donald Trump simply rode this momentum, and he saw it building sooner than anybody else back in 2015 and 2016. And I'm going to talk a little bit now. We're going to go to the break, and I'll talk a little bit more about it afterwards, Mike. But here's the deal. What is going on? What is going on such that a big part of the country, not a majority, but a material part of the country, is so angry with their government and so dissatisfied that they would resort to violence, and many of the others would exonerate Trump from any part in it and do not criticize that violence? What is going on? That's what we're going to talk about when we get back from the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
In measured a hundredweight and penny pounds.